AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He's known as Putin's chef. Kremlin-connected caterer Yevgeny Prigozhin says he has interfered in elections in the U.S. and will do it again. Here's the AP's Charles de la Desma.
Prigozhin had denied involvement in U.S. election interference until now, as well as ties to the Wagner mercenary force, but in September admitted to founding and financing it in 2014 and had started speaking openly about its involvement in the war in Ukraine.
On social media, Prigozhin said, "We have interfered, we are interfering, and will continue to interfere carefully, precisely, surgically, and in our own way." Americans are fractured approaching Election Day tomorrow. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The AP talked with more than two dozen voters, Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated. What we found out is that voters are anxious about where the country is headed. For Tony Birgitta, a father and chairman of the Kansas Young Republicans, inflation is key.
Our grocery bill has risen from $400 a month to about $1,200 right now. Yeah, our kids have gotten a little older, and my brother moved in, so there's other variables, but that's been a big thing for us.
Jerry Chang of Philadelphia is a Democrat and a naturalized citizen who was born in China.
I do have some worry and considerations about especially two Republican candidates who might take away some of the rights, the basic rights, for especially toward minority groups.
I'm Rita Foley.
North Korea's military says its recent barrage of missile tests were practices to mercilessly strike South Korean and U.S. targets with a variety of missiles that likely included nuclear-capable weapons. New Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson has issued her first Supreme Court opinion, a short dissent in support of a death row inmate from Ohio. This is AP News. Jimmy Kimmel will return to host the Academy Awards. The AP's Margie Zaroletta has the story.
Jimmy Kimmel was the host of the Oscars when the wrong Best Picture winner was announced in 2017. He was the host in 2018, just as the Me Too movement was hitting its peak. Kimmel will host for a third time when the awards are held on March 12th in Los Angeles. Kimmel says in a statement, "It's either a great honor or a trap." He says either way, he is grateful to the Academy for asking him so quickly after everyone good said no. I'm Archie Zaroletta.
Apple is warning customers they'll have to wait longer to get their latest iPhone models after antivirus restrictions were imposed on a contractor's factory in central China. Foxconn Technology Group said earlier it imposed antivirus measures on the factory following virus outbreaks. Last week, access to the industrial zone where the factory is located was suspended for 1 week following a surge in infections. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.